Imagine watching 25 years of your blood, sweat, and just sheer survival being auctioned off to the highest bidder in a single afternoon. Welcome to our deep dive for today.
Yeah, it's a pretty heavy thought. And that's exactly what happened on June 2, 1944, to Matilda Laher Devlin and her husband, Bert.
Right. They were holding this massive farm auction because they were packing up, you know, getting ready to take a train ride west to Chilliwack, British Columbia.
Exactly. But this really wasn't just your standard liquidation sale.
No, definitely not. An auction like this is, it's basically like forcibly cracking open a living time capsule.
Oh, for sure.
Because every single object that gets pulled onto that auction block demands that the owners immediately confront the ghost of who they were when they actually use it.
Yeah, and today we're going to explore how parting with those everyday items really revealed the, you know, the grit, the hardship, and honestly, the dark humor of buying your farm life.
So to start, the emotional center of that day is sitting right there in Matilda's kitchen. It's this old Enterprise wood stove.
Right, and she's actually busy baking these things called dream bars for the train trip, but just the heat of that stove transports her straight back to a really bitter winter in, I think it was 1936 or 37.
Yeah, where Bert had just come in from the freezing cold. And their sow had littered, but the piglets were stiff, blue, and, I mean, seemingly completely dead.
So dead that he actually threw them onto the manure pile, mainly just to keep the sow from eating them.
Oh, wow. Which is just brutal. But then one runt kicked, like literally just a twitch.
Right. And Matilda sees this, brings them all inside, and revives them right there on the warm oven door. That one surviving runt, Teddy, ended up with a broken hip, but basically became the family pet.
He even followed their daughter Louise to school, didn't he?
He did, yeah. It's a really sweet image.
But wait, I have to push back here. During the Depression, resources are, you know, virtually non-existent. Economically speaking, a crippled piglet has zero value to a working farm.
That is very true.
So why waste the calories, the heat, and, like, precious blankets reviving it?
Well, because survival isn't just caloric, right? It's heavily psychological. Mm-hmm. When your daily life is defined by just the brutal indifference of nature, you desperately need those small moments of compassion.
Oh, I see. So saving Teddy was, like, a necessary burst of empathy.
Exactly. It was the emotional fuel that kept the whole family going amidst all that hardship.
Because death and tragedy were so commonplace that pioneer families just couldn't afford to wallow, they had to develop these pretty ruthless psychological coping mechanisms.
Which perfectly explains why Matilda's memories oscillate so wildly as she's looking around the yard. Like, she spots this old golden syrup pail.
Oh no, the syrup pail. That's a really rough memory.
Yeah, she remembers the absolute heartbreak of the family dog accidentally drinking gopher poison out of it. She tried this really desperate remedy of milk and mustard, but it just couldn't save him.
That's devastating. But then, almost right after that, she sees this 4-gallon crock and actually smiles.
Right, because that crock is where Bert's bread dough once rose so high that it literally spilled out.
And when he scooped it up, he somehow flipped it, leaving his size 9 black boots sticking straight up out of the dough.
Exactly. That kind of slapstick, dark humor was a crucial survival tool. It's the exact same mechanism behind the dried codfish story.
Oh, right. Where Bert triumphantly nailed a dried codfish to the granary wall.
Yeah, he nailed it up there and declared it was the absolute last of those awful fish they would ever have to eat.
Which is hilarious, but you know, when poverty strips you of all your control, you kind of have to find it where you can.
You really do.
Nailing that codfish wasn't just a joke. It was a psychological mechanism. By turning this awful forced dinner into a literal trophy on the wall, he was basically taking back agency from the Depression.
Definitely. And hearing the auctioneer's gavel finally drop on their old Model T Ford must have felt like a definitive verdict on all those struggles.
Especially since that specific car was infamous for literally losing a wheel while they were driving it to town once.
Oh, absolutely. But the verdict turned out to be a massive victory. Bert originally paid $125 for that Model T.
And at the auction, it brings in an astounding $425.
Which is a huge windfall. It essentially funds their whole transition to this brighter future in Chilliwack, where Bert becomes a pretty successful painting contractor.
And Matilda goes on to live to the age of 93, which really is a testament to that famous LaRue longevity.
For sure. So you look back and those items sitting in that yard weren't just tools, they were an emotional ledger.
Yeah, like every dented pail and nailed up codfish was just a receipt for a hardship they had successfully outlived.
Exactly. I mean, it's so easy for us today to throw away something the second it breaks. But for the Devlins, tossing out that wood stove meant tossing out the physical proof of how they survived their absolute dark winters.
It really does leave you with something pretty profound to ponder today.
It does, yeah.
If everything in your own home were put up for auction tomorrow, I mean, which ordinary, seemingly worthless object would actually tell the greatest story of your family's survival, or maybe even your wildest mishap?